Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to ioloradio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
All right. It's Wednesday. We're excited to be back on the air with you. This is Tony Williamson, your host today, with my co-host, Mr. Donnie Chris, at the controls. We're excited to be back on the radio, Iolo Radio, today. This is a radio show for you, the agent in the field. We thank you for joining us today. Please text out to your team right now. Let them know we are live on the show today, 718-664-9145. And we got some exciting stuff going on today. Of course, we do every day, but this show is just packed. Packed every day. It's almost impossible to get to all of the questions that are coming up. Everybody's raising their hand. This show has really been a tremendous benefit to all the agents in the field and, of course, to the company as well. We've got a special guest on board for you this morning. And also Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing. Good morning to you, Bud. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. Just sitting here in the winter wonderland. Enjoying the snow.
Enjoying the snow. Unusual for you where you're at in Tennessee. I know that's for sure.
Absolutely. But I will tell you I have a date right after the show to go sled riding again with my children who are off school today. So excited about that.
Very cool. Well, I have a date right after the show to go sign up a new merchant. And he wanted me there at 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern time. So I said I'll get there as soon as I can. But I'm excited to be signing up another merchant today. I'm excited every day because it's just exciting that we can get out here and help some people, get the things that they want, help the merchants, have this available to their customers so that they have a rent-to-own option. And every day we're hearing more and more stories, Bud, about, how this is changing things out there in the marketplace and how people are getting excited about Iolo. And I know you're getting tons of feedback on your end as well, man. But we got any corporate news you want to share with us? I know you got a special guest lined up this morning as well. Mr. Alan Hanke, CEO and president of the company, is going to be on board. I'm understanding that that's possible for us today, and it makes it a very special radio show today as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm not going to take up much time. I'm going to let you turn it over to Alan. I do want to share, I'll let Alan be the good guy. I have to be the bad guy sometimes. I just want to make sure, folks, we want to do everything we can to support you. That is what our goal is, and again, you'll see things continue to improve on a daily and weekly basis. So we are doing our best to put all the information and tools available in the back office for you. But you have to go through the checklist and utilize the tools that are there now. Tony, we're running into situations where agents in the field are calling into corporate, sometimes while they're actually in front of a merchant, and they're asking questions or complaining because something they should have known they did not know. So again, as independent agents, Tony, it is our duty and obligation, and the way this business model is set up, we have to at least do the minimum, okay? We have to know, we have to go through that agent checklist before we go out in the field. One instance we had yesterday, for example, is the application was not filled out correctly, so the agent is calling in front of the merchant and asking why they're not, why the merchant hasn't been approved. Well, number one, legally, we can't tell the agent that information. That's between the merchant and corporate. And actually, it even goes further. In some cases, there are laws involved for that and rules and regulations that govern us and what we can and can't say. But the bottom line, after a lot of time and trouble, was that the application wasn't filled out correctly. The gentleman's name did not match his Social Security number. And, again, we go through that again. Not only do we have it posted in the back office, we talk about it all the time. When you're enrolling your merchant, when you're there, you should be the one enrolling them. You should ask them for a driver's license, just like they should do with their customers, to make sure the application is filled out correctly. That's the number one most challenging thing, is that if that information isn't filled out correctly, then everything goes backwards from there. So, again, if the guy says, that's not the name I go by. That's my legal name is not the name I go by. But if he enters the name he goes by, a nickname, that's not going to come back as validated or verified, and they're going to get denied. And then, you know, some cases we can't fix it, Tony. We just can't. It just depends on the process and the merchant and everything like that. But, again, if it's done correctly in the beginning, if you take the extra time as an agent to educate yourself by going through the back office, there is a new resources tab. It's called Resources Test. We're going to finalize that up shortly and then remove the other one. But go through the information there. Some of the support questions we get is, where do I find my terms and conditions? The answer's there. What we're actually doing, Tony, is if you go to the Resources Test page and click on Home, it explains the protocol, and when people are calling in or sending in support tickets and they haven't gone through that protocol, they're just going to get that back and say, please go through this protocol first. Because, again, corporate support, merchant support, and customer support are just that. It's not agent support for people that do not take the time and make the effort to educate themselves on the process. So it's, we have to keep that in check, Tony. So, again, most of the agents on this call are not the ones that are guilty of that, because they're here, they're plugged in every day. But please spread that throughout your team. When you bring in a new agent, the number one thing they have to do is get them to go through that new agent checklist. Have them click on the Resources Test tab, have them click on Home, and then go through those tabs in order, but especially the new agent checklist. So, Tony, that's all I have. Other than that, things are going great. I'm very excited about some of the information Alan's going to share today, so I'm going to sit back, put it on mute, and let you take it away.
All right, bud. Thanks so much, my friend. Well, I want to say good morning to Mr. Alan Hanke. How are you this morning, Alan? Welcome to the radio show.
Good morning, Tony.
Excellent. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fantastic. Just glad to be walking and talking. Another day of excitement. We're seeing a lot of things happening out in the field. Got out in the field a little bit yesterday and talked to some local merchants, and we're really excited to be getting a chance to share this product with lots of people out there in the field.
Yeah, me too.
And it's interesting, Tony. First of all, I wanted to start by saying thank you so much to yourself, to Donnie Crisp, of course, for handling this radio show every day. This company absolutely relies on this radio show to get the information it needs out to the field. I think this is one of the first things that we do as a company that makes sure that we get the information out correctly in a timely manner. And the efforts that you and Donnie put forth every single day are commended and highly regarded. And the praise that you get from a lot of other people is certainly warranted. So thank you so much. Appreciate that. No question.
Truly
about on the
pleasure.
It also helps out, and, you know, his position is somewhat of a difficult one from the director of marketing standpoint, because, you know, he gets to be put on the firing line every day for a lot of interactions between corporate and the field agents. So he's very well regarded, and we're very thankful to have him on board also. But the good part about this show, at least today on Wednesday, is the fact that I get to come on and give some great news. You know, we've used this as a resource for both training. We've used it as a resource to get timely information out from the company, which, you know, in any other company, it might take weeks to get information out to the whole field. So this is a great resource to do that. So we're appreciative. But on some good notes, we're excited to talk to you about a great list of things this morning. We'll take some questions at the end for just a limited time. But I want to start out talking about what I think is one point that every single person on this line has been waiting for since we started. And one of the factors that I realize that make a company really stand its ground and show that we're serious in the industry is the fact that commissions have been calculated and commissions will be paid now and posted in your back office. So a big hurrah, yahoo. All of the January commissions have been calculated now. We're going to post those in the back office later on today. So when you log in, if you have commissions coming, you'll be able to see those commissions and request your checks in the back office. So any response from that, Tony?
Yeehaw!
Absolutely.
Love it.
Huge response.
I figured. Boy, let me tell you.
Muted.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, for the first month, there's some pretty good sizable commissions going out to the folks that are in the field out there working every single day, and those that have those folks in their support and sponsor organizations are going to be pleasantly surprised to see some of the numbers that come through. So January was a great month, you guys. February is turning out to be an even better month, almost three times the amount of business in February that was done in January. So obviously the trend is moving up and things are being considered to be extremely well received and excited at the corporate end. With that note, though, please, if you have not done so yet, please put your W-9 into W9@IOLOIT.net. It is very important that we have your W-9. If it is not in, when we run the commissions through the system this afternoon, you will not get your commissions posted in your back office. So those of you that have not done so yet, please get your W-9s into W9@IOLOIT.net to make sure that you have the security knowing that those commissions will be posted and you can request your checks. Along with that comes the merchant tracking piece. We have been working on an API to develop a way for you to track the sales of your merchants. And that's a very important piece of our business because the efforts that you put forth in the field will allow you to track that merchant at the level each time they make a sale to a customer. We have it actually completed now. We've been testing it for the past few days. You're going to see a rendition of an Excel version of that when you get paid your commissions today. But more importantly is that merchant tracking piece and our internal software have now been communicating, and it is working, and we'll go ahead and put that into your back offices here in the next, I would expect in the next couple of days you'll have that done. So probably by the weekend we're going to start a training on how to look at that and what it means to you, and then that way you guys will have an idea what that looks like every time you log into your back office. The merchant application is one piece I want to focus on this morning from a change aspect. We've talked about it several times in the past, but more importantly right now, is the fact that we are updating our merchant application. We have a email set to go out to all of the merchants that are in our portfolio that describes the new process on the merchant application as well as what is required from the consumer at the point of sale. And I want to go over a couple of those right now so you guys have a heads up before the email goes out to the merchants. And you guys are advised when you talk to a merchant now about the things that they need to have in order to complete that application. One of those is the complete separation between the FEIN number, or the Federal Employment Identification Number, and the Social Security number. We've talked to a lot of folks in the field and have realized that there is a distinct separation with those that have a corporation. So we have taken your advice. We are moving that in separate form. And that will consist of the requirement of a couple of documents. So I strongly urge you, to Bud's point earlier, when you're signing up a merchant, the person who is responsible should give you his ID or some form of identification so you can put down the correct name of the person who is the owner or controller of that merchant. So, again, try and get an ID from them so you can write down their correct name and spell it correctly so there's no challenges later on. But some of the things that will be required from the merchant at the time of application, if they are using a corporation or an FEIN number, we will need a copy of that correspondence from the federal government that issued that number. So that's the first thing. The second is a copy of their business license. Again, documents that should be ready available at the merchant level at all times, and those will be uploaded the same way you upload the business check at the end of the application. So if they have an FEIN, you will need the business license from the individual location along with a copy of the FEIN correspondence from the IRS showing that that number was issued. All the rest of the application is pretty much the same except for the multiple store locations. We've also learned that multiple stores have multiple checking accounts in some instances. We did not take that into consideration when we first built that form. So now the new form that is just being rolled out will have the ability to upload a check for each individual location along the way. So that way you get the separation. If they choose the sole proprietor button and use their social security number in lieu of an FEIN, which is acceptable, they will have to put in the full 9-digit social security number. And along with that, their business license and a copy of their DBA, which is usually issued by the county in which they have their business in. A social security number or sole proprietorship will most likely be their name followed by a DBA or a corporation and a DBA. And if it's duly registered, they will have then a registration from the county in which they do business in order to support that documentation. All sole proprietorships that are in the retail business still have to have an FEIN number if they choose to hide behind the corporate stature of that social security number. So there will be an area to upload that in case it is needed. We'll provide that for you, but not in all instances is that the case. So an FEIN will be separate. Again, I want to recap that really quick, Tony and Bud and Donnie, by saying that the FEIN copy will be required from the IRS and a copy of their business license. On the social security side, it will be a copy of the merchant's doing business as well as the business license. So those two things should make it a lot easier for you guys in the field to make sure that we don't have any pushback on the social security number if there is a corporation involved. And lastly, on the merchant application, we have had some calls recently on folks that are having some companies don't actually have imprinted business checks. And we've realized that that may be an issue. Some companies just work on in an online environment. So we have also a solution for that. We will have a bank verification form that is also posted in your back office. It'll be posted on the application itself for the merchant that you can download and have them fill out and have their bank stamp. And that gives you the opportunity to allow them another form of bank identification besides taking a picture or uploading that business imprinted business check. So, again, we cannot take checks that are not imprinted or just a handwritten letter or anything typed by you. It has to be verified. That's part of the natural rules for ACH transfers. So I know I quickly went through that. We're going to post these notifications in your back office later on today to give you the requirements for that. But that should make a lot of the folks in the field a lot easier from a pushback standpoint of the merchant. So that's a great, great way for us to get the applications filled out correctly in their entirety and have a chance to not have as much pushback as we might have had before in the field. Another item that we're working on today is I hope everyone's excited about the new Iolo Merchant website. It has been launched with resounding success. We now have a way for merchants to work through the system, give them the information that they need on the company, and allow them to watch not only the video, answer the questions, but apply as a merchant through that Iolo Merchant website, thus now separating the merchant and the agent for terms that have been discussed in the past. But with that, now that we have focused so hard on the merchant website, we are redoing the Iolo agent website. That you're going to see change in the next few days into a much more useful website that is geared strictly toward the agent with some information there and a simple sign-up button to let them know that they can get started in the business if they wish to right away. Right now, it's just the placeholder, as we've always talked about. It's being reworked, as you guys see, almost every single day. So remember that the agent ID that each of you have gotten emailed to you and or put in your back office is a very important number. That is the number that you use on the Iolo Merchant website to sign up a merchant, and that is your agent ID number. Make sure all of you have that. Make sure all of you memorize that. And if you send out any email correspondences to merchants, make sure that they have it so you can get tracked through the system. On the Iolo agent side, you will be using the username that you chose when you enrolled in the system. Now, that, of course, can be changed at any time by you, but the ID number is hard-coded. So make sure that if you're signing up an agent, they get your older new username, that's okay. It's always still coded to you. So we'll always track you through the system that way. So there's a username for your business and an ID for your business. Both separate the merchant and the agent. Update on banners and point-of-sale material. We have been corresponding back and forth with the advertising company that we're going to use. I know Bud and I spoke last night, and he is going to actually meet with the gentleman to go over some final versions of the point-of-sale material. And we have also allowed him to create our banners for us for websites that may be promoting Iola from an outside source. So look forward to that here in just the next couple of days. And the last two things I have on my list this morning, Tony, is the application for the purchase of the SIM card special that we have going on right now. We will send a link out in your back office today. It's a very simple form. It allows you to purchase those SIM cards right through the same forms process that we use to currently enroll agents. And also the Iolabration celebration that is happening in August. We have now secured everything. The application is coming at the same time the SIM card application is. It's being completed today, and we will allow you to take advantage of the pre-registration for the Iolabration coming in August. The only stress on the Iolabration and the SIM cards are they're both in limited quantity, believe it or not. The SIM card piece right now can be used for retail if you so wish, but the Iolabration has a limited amount of rooms that are in our portfolio to be reserved. This is a very, very popular hotel. It is midsummer here in Chicago and one of the most popular times. So I would stress that when we launch that Iolabration, you guys get registered as early and as quickly as possible to come join us absolutely for the ride of your life. So I know I spoke fast. A lot of the stuff will be put in your back offices today. I tend to do that at times in the morning. But, Tony, I've got a few minutes. If you'd like to ask some questions first, we can start there and maybe Bud and then take some questions from everybody else and we can keep right on going.
Well, the only question I have, Alan, real quick is, and thank you for all the updates, by the way, and I know that, you know, you've covered a lot of information, and that's what we love about the show. We can go back and listen to it again and again and get that, but also that it'll be posted in the back office, and we really appreciate you guys doing that, too, so we can have instant access to that. The only other question I had, I've had a lot of agents in the field been asking me lately, Alan, you know, is there any timeline for any additional verticals? You know, everybody's always driving by the other stores as they're going down the street looking for the jewelry stores or tire stores and so forth. And, you know, they keep calling us and asking us, you know, is there anything else out there, you know, that's going to be changing? Is there any timeline on any additional verticals that that we can be looking forward to?
Yeah, there is some timelines. And we're going to put together a comprehensive corporate timeline on verticals. Again, as I've explained always from the very first day, is if we threw everything on the table, I think everybody's heads would explode, including ours. There's a lot of things that go into each vertical that is.
Did we lose you, Alan?
Oh, sorry about that, Tony. I didn't get there for a second. I apologize.
That's okay. I was afraid your head might have exploded there for a minute.
No. It seems as such. Not because of that. But each vertical really requires a complete set of metrics that are available, both for us from a risk standpoint and also a default and delinquency standpoint.
We lost you again, Alan.
Am I back?
Are you back? You're back.
Okay, yeah. Gotta love cellular service. But from a risk standpoint and a delinquency standpoint, I think the verticals are items that we really want to get into ourselves. We got requests even as late as yesterday to get into hair extensions and other things in the past, like prom dresses and that kind of stuff. But we know folks about having a company support them in any type of rent-to-own environment. But at this point, we are really centered and focused strongly on infiltrating a marketplace to create a brand that will allow us to really get into any vertical we want to on a quick basis. But the risk profile of those verticals, whatever it is, any new vertical, needs to be tested first. It needs to be vetted in a way that allows us to have sustainability in case that vertical challenges. So at this point, we're heavily invested in electronics, as you know, mobile phones, cellular devices, small TVs, computers, tablets, and all those kinds of things, along with jewelry and tires and rims. I mean, that represents a multi-billion-dollar industry in the United States today beyond all the rest of them. So the biggest question always is other verticals, and it starts with furniture and mattress. The answer is yes. We're working as diligently and fastly as we can, to get furniture and mattress up. It's not just as easy as turning a switch and having that work. So we're working on it. If I committed myself to a date right now, I would shoot myself in the foot. But let's just suffice to say it's coming very, very soon. Sooner than some might expect, actually. But we are working on other verticals right now. It's the best I can give.
Well, we really appreciate it, Alan. Let's run out to area code 818, the last four digits, 9607. You're live on the radio if you have a question for Mr. Alan Hanke.
Is that me?
It is.
Well, you were there. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't get my Donnie call, so I wasn't sure if that was me. I have a few things. Yesterday, Bud mentioned the wording, like the compliance, like we couldn't talk about affordable payments and things like that. If I'm posting to Facebook, when I'm talking about no credit check, no fee rent to own program, is that in compliance? Because I just want to make sure I'm, not doing something that's going to risk my position.
Yep. Yes, it is. And I would stress if you're going to post something like that, just go ahead and send a quick email to compliance@ioloit.net, and we will respond to you right away. It'll let you know. But, yeah, there's some very particular things industry-wise that we have to be very careful in from a not only a disclosure standpoint, but a marketing and advertising standpoint. So you're right on. But if you need some reassurance on that, just go ahead and send us an email over there, and we'll get back to you right away on it.
Okay, let's go to area code 601, the last four digits, 1554. You're live on the radio.
When y'all got cut off a little bit yesterday, was talking about different things, but I understand it now, we do not do furniture, right?
We have not begun to write contracts on furniture at this point.
Okay. And then the other question was, when you said no down payments, but if you have to make a payment right then at the when you buy it, and first thing, some people are going to consider that a down payment or whatever. I mean, it goes towards all of it's going to go to the principal or 50-50.
Two questions there. We do not require a down payment or an application fee at this point in our development. However, we do require the first payment to be submitted by the consumer at the point of sale. There are other companies. We do that purposely. There are other companies that charge both an application fee and a down payment in lieu of any other payment, including the first one that's required at point of sale. So we try to differentiate ourselves to let the consumer know that we're trying to provide them a better service. And there was another question.
Let's run it out.
Sorry.
Did you have another question?
No, I thought there was two questions there, but maybe there was only one.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, let's go down to area code 740, the last four digits, 3478. You're live on the radio.
Hey, what's going on? This is Roy from Ohio.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? The W-9 form, I send it in. I just checked my email. How is there going to be a confirmation to know that you actually received it? Or should I just fax it today as well? I have a confirmation in the email, but I requested that they email me back that they got it. That's the first question. And then I actually have a comment and a suggestion that I belong to my local business chamber. I haven't been in a while, but they have this business referral group. They meet like first and third, whatever. Anyway, so today I went down there and got some really good response and set up a lot of good appointments. I just want to kind of throw it out in the field. Maybe somebody can take that and run with it.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. The local business chambers, the local business mixers, and those types of things provided by the Chamber of Commerce is a great way to get a head start on your ILO business. I mean, it's a great trust, circle of trust for those folks that are in the industry today looking to get their businesses, out to other businesses in the community. So that using the chamber and those local business mixers is a great way. So I commend you for that. On the W-9, a great point. I'm making a note right now. We'll set up an autoresponder on the W-9 to let folks know that their email has been received. It is an unmonitored mailbox from a human standpoint. That mailbox is purged daily, and then those W-9s are uploaded into your back offices for the commission engine to recognize. So we'll go ahead and make sure that we put an autoresponder on that so when they submit it, that it is well received. So that's a great point. We'll make that change today.
Fantastic. Let's go to area codes 864, the last four digits, 1615. You're live on the radio with Mr. Alan Hanke.
Hi, this is Sarah Robertson. I'm calling in to find out. I looked at the new website that you have out now. It is comparable for someone who has an online business. But my question is, I have a lot of people who do jewelry, like Burt's Outlet, Macy's, also like Walmart that does jewelry. And they wanted to know, do they have to go through corporate to fill that out, or do the jewelry manager department or Walmart fill that out?
The jewelry department manager that has internet access right from their machine would be able to fill that out. But just to be clear, though, in those size level opportunities, their systems most likely do not allow the staff to have internet access to the outside world, which is how our application is received. If that is the case, we have some technology that we could use to integrate into their point of sale systems that would allow them to take the consumer's application inside their systems from a security standpoint and then submit the application to us. So if you need some assistance with that, let us know. Get a hold of your upline or support organization. Schedule a call with us, and we can help in those circumstances do an integration with their point of sale if they don't have online access.
Okay, that was an interesting question. Let's go to area code 248, the last four digits, 6984. You're live on the radio.
Hi, this is Yawanda Niang from Detroit, Michigan, and I almost pressed one because the young lady just before me asked the same question that I was getting ready to ask you, which is basically when it comes to sitting down with or actually getting a customer to apply the application through our merchant website now, what you're saying is the access may not be allowed for the actual employee, but will that be something that's going to be general information eventually, or is that to come as well?
Well, no, it's general information. We are an online. We receive the consumer's application via a secure and encrypted online web portal. The merchant does need to have access to the internet to allow the consumer to apply. However, there are some integrations that we can do that will allow point of sale activation. In other words, allow them through their current systems that they have installed in their stores, especially large retail environments, that would allow this to work. But, you know, that's at a completely different level. It does take some work, integration, and some application knowledge. In those instances, we can work with those folks to get it to work correctly. But on that same point, that's a great question. I would urge all of you, and this is to Bud's point earlier, if you have not done so yet, please go through the merchant training videos merchant training, Bud, we'll give that out. I don't want to make a mistake on saying the website here, but we'll post it in the back office if it's not there already. But you guys should all go through the merchant training videos so you are knowledgeable about how our application process works at the consumer level. So when you are standing in front of a merchant or you are training them, you can anticipate what's going to happen next. The video is only a couple minutes long. Our system is very easy to use. But if you have that knowledge first, you'll be able to train your merchant at a better level, which might give you a larger advantage for sales in the future. So just a quick comment there. But we do have integration pieces for companies that do not have readily available internet access through point-of-sale systems.
Okay, let's go to area code 808. I believe we're going to Hawaii here, 9417. Good morning.
Aloha, Easy from Hawaii.
Aloha.
In case you forget, my name is easy to remember, right?
Easy to remember.
Okay, you were talking about multiple stores. Okay, mm-hmm. I got a gentleman that has multiple stores, and you talk about having different checking. Could you reemphasize that again?
I certainly can. Yes. Yes, I certainly can. The idea behind the separation of stores from a checking account status really means adherence in how the merchant runs and operates their business. on their level. A lot of stores have, or a lot of merchants have, multiple stores that all flow into one checking account. Some merchants have multiple stores that are accounted for separately that flow into individual checking accounts. So currently our system only allows the one-way path, which means multiple stores, one checking account. Later on today, when you see the new merchant application come up, you will see now that there's an option to upload a check or a bank authorization form for each individual checking account that is associated with the location or multiple locations in each individual instance. So the idea behind this is that a merchant signs up one core store, and then they have three or four or five satellite stores or more, and each one goes into one particular checking account, or they go to separate checking accounts to allow for the accountability of that individual store. So we're going to allow that to come into our system just as the way they'd like that. So I hope that clarifies the question for you. And mahalo.
Thanks so much. Area code 251, the last four digits, 5966. You're live on the radio.
Hello, this is Jimmy Lyon in Mobile, Alabama. The question I had was the video. I like the customer video, but it does have the furniture and appliances in that video. So it's kind of odd that we're not able to do those yet, and I wondered why that is and when we would be able to do them.
I think I addressed just a touch earlier. It's not that we're not going to do them. We just haven't launched in that vertical yet. So the videos and some of those things have been created with the goal in mind of keeping our company global, not from a misdirection standpoint, other than from our developmental standpoint. We just haven't gotten to that vertical yet. But it's forthcoming, I assure you. It's right around the corner.
All right. Area code 716, the last four digits, 1888. You are live on the radio.
Bill, you're on mute.
I think that was Bill.
Yep.
Oh,
well. For one more,
hey, guys, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
I was talking to myself.
Good morning.
Gotcha. Morning, guys. Hey, good morning, Alan. Yeah, I just had a couple guys to me, the new people that are getting in since we sent out the ID number, they're wondering when they'll get their ID number because they are talking to merchants today, so I don't know if we put something in place to add that to the email that comes to them after they sign up or not, but that was a question that I had, and maybe you've already got a solution for that.
Great point. We're going to go ahead and send out another email blast today of the ID numbers to catch everybody up and load in the ID number field into the welcome email. Appreciate that catch. No problem.
You know, Alan, is it possible for us to get, you know, like so we could see our ID number in our back office, like when we log in, you know, boom, when you look at your account information or whatever, your ID number pops up and maybe a radio button that says whether or not we've submitted our W-9?
The submitting of the W-9 is not an integrated piece of the system that has to be done outside for security purposes, but we can put a checkbox there, and you could self administer that piece. But the ID number in the back office is another great suggestion. We can go ahead and do that without a problem.
Okay, let's go to area code 661, the last four digits 7179. You're live on the radio with Mr. Alan Hanke, CEO and President of IOLO.
Hi, Eddie Yellen from Bakersfield, California, and
Good morning.
I was looking at my new agent checklist last night. I went through all the steps, and I printed it out. I got to the point where they sample online customer application, and I tried to do one on myself just for the practice of it, but I couldn't get it to type, you know. So how do you do that?
Bud, do you want to address that question? I didn't hear the full, if anybody else could address it.
Okay. Go ahead.
I got it. He's talking about Alan entering himself as a customer just to walk through the process. The customer application is there just for you to see what the system asks of our customers so that the merchant knows what's going to be required from the customers. So that's not a live form that you fill out, and you can only get to that through the merchant web portal.
So you would have to go through a customer. You would have to go to a merchant that has already signed up, vetted, and online with Iolo, and go through their system if you wanted to, you know, play. You know, I've had a lot of merchants that, you know, they'll have one of their employees, right as soon as I get them signed up, they'll have one of their employees go in there and do an application just to kind of see what the system's like and to go through the process. So you certainly could volunteer to do that, I guess, if you're signing up merchants, but.
Tony, we've even had our agents actually go through it for their merchants, and we've even actually had our agents purchase something from their merchants with our own Iolo program. Now, most of them will pay that off before the next payment's due, but they've actually done that process, so that's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat. Let's go down to Atlanta, Georgia. I know we'll have just a couple more, Alan, if you have time.
Yep, I got time for one more, Tony.
All right, let's go down to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to go to area code 404, the last four digits, 4262. Good morning. You're live on the radio.
Good morning. Hi, everybody, this morning.
Excellent. Good morning, Atlanta.
Great. Well, I'm actually in Austin, Texas, but that's my Atlanta number. So
Austin is just as beautiful.
Man, I tell you, this is the best thing since pockets on a shirt. I've never missed a call. Every morning I'm on them. And, again, my name is Slim Wright, and it's actually Amy, but everybody call me Slim. But my question was, I have a customer, a merchant, that asked me when the customer makes that first payment, so let's say it's $100, and they collect this $100 from the customer, did the $100 come out of their money in 48 hours? How did that work?
Yep, you're exactly right. That's exactly what happens. If the purchase price was $500 and the customer paid $100, we would then remit to that merchant $400 to cure his balance owed. So the merchant selects to recredit that to the account, and then we pay the remaining balance to that merchant. So, yep, great point, great question. And welcome, Austin.
All right. Even though you're got an Atlanta number, we get it.
That's okay.
Alan, it's been a fantastic experience again this morning. Thanks so much for all of the updates. We're always thrilled to have you on board. And I don't know, maybe we could think about making this a regular Wednesday event. If you can get that on your calendar, I don't know. It just seems like you really pack it out. Everybody gets on board when you're talking, and they're so thrilled and excited to hear what's going on from you, and because they know you've got the latest on what's going on, and you're the man making the decisions out there, and you got a heck of a team going out there in Crystal Lake as well. So, Alan, we're thrilled to have you on the show, and you know, with that, I would give you the opportunity to share the last word with us this morning, if you'd like to.
Yeah, hey, Tony,
can I
interrupt before you do that? I just want to make a comment to some of the announcements. First of all, thank you, Alan, for taking. I know your schedule is absolutely overwhelming. I know you don't sleep. I know sometimes we're up till after 2 or 3 in the morning working on things for everybody. It's hard to pull those all-nighters anymore. I'm getting too old for that. But I just want to point out two amazing announcements that Alan had and comment on those. Number one, first and foremost, is the commissions. Folks, that's why we're all here, to get paid. And the fact that it actually has worked, we've gone through all the numbers the past few days, and it works. So not only have we proven the concept, you know, that the industry works, and that's been around for 14 years, we've proven the concept that Iolo works. Iolo's been in the marketplace for 9 months prior to the new business model, but now we have proven the concept that this new business model works, and it works in a huge way. So even if the commission check is 50 cents or a dollar, Tony, the fact that we actually are going to get paid for doing what we're doing, didn't have to pay anything to become an agent, we didn't charge the merchant anything to get enrolled with us, we're offering a great solution for customers out there who are in need, and we're actually going to get paid for that. So that is the most exciting piece, is that the very first check, we are going to get paid, and very excited about that. And the other piece of that that Alan mentioned is the merchant tracking. It's very important because once you can see your merchants and track and see who's making sales, you're going to be able to look and see where you need to spend your time. And I don't mean spend, I mean invest your time in working with those merchants. And again, excited about the tools that we're going to be able to provide to help you in that endeavor to help make the merchant productive for them and for you. So thank you so much, Alan, for all those announcements and updates. And I see I've got a lot of work to do too. Thank you.
You know, work is relative. I think you know my philosophy there. If there's still daylight, we keep on going. If the sun isn't shining yet, we still keep on going. It seems rhetorical, but you know what? At the end of the day, the accomplishments are what speak for themselves. And I really think that you know, some of the things that we're doing here are game changers. I don't think it, I know it. And the folks that are involved here are at a level that's different than anything else that I've been involved with in my entire career. Bud, yourself, your professionalism and all the work that's being done on the back end, Tony and the team, and Donnie and all the rest, you know, every single person has a place within the growth of this organization and this company. And I could name, I could probably literally name with some time every single person that's involved in this organization, because I look at each and every one of your names every single day. This isn't a company that grows without the knowledge of everybody else around it. And that's the truth. I mean, I look every single day and our staff looks every single day. So when you call, we have recognition and we train on that. And we make sure that everybody is treated with the exact same respect that they deserve. Now, not everything comes quickly. Not everything works out of the box the way that we plan it to. But we are blazing a trail that's never been done before. And I assure you that to Bud's comment about getting a commission check, this thing does work and it works well. To have an increase of 2 and 3-fold from January to February in sales, and it's not even at the end of the month yet, shows that what we're doing is actually not only working, but it's actually providing an income for people that I think is desperately needed in this country. So I am truly humbled. I'm thankful for all the hard work that everybody's doing. I'm thankful for the staff, the folks at the corporate office, for doing the things that they do every day, our partners and our shareholders and directors that allow me and us to do what we love to do, and that's build a company on the premise of treating people in with respect, treating people with the way that we anticipate that they should be treated, and in turn get treated the same way ourselves. So thank you again for letting me be a guest on the show. I'd love to commit every Wednesdays of being on a little bit longer than normal, but Tony, Donnie, Bud, and everybody else that participated today, thank each and every one of you. I look forward to seeing you at the corporate office the next time. Iola Breaking's right around the corner. And let's go get them toward the end of the month. Our promotion's almost over, guys. 10 more days.
That was great, Alan. Thanks so much, guys, for being here. Another record show today, guys. Be sure your team gets a chance to listen to this one.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IoloRadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.